You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated is here to take up the weather forecast. Let's start with the soft red winter wheat. They've gotten quite a little bit of rainfall, and the market has moved lower, I suppose, and our brokers are telling us this is a case, that that's related to the dollar and its value. But I would think that this crop might be in more trouble than in good shape. What is your assessment?
Well, you know, I think that that's a very good statement to make. We are pushing the limit, absolutely. And my guess is that as we speak right now, there's probably some rust and all kinds of other little bits of wet weather issues starting to impact some of the crop. And the question is can we shut off the spigot now and get us to dry down just in time to minimize this? And the answer to that is that, well, maybe. We will probably see a little bit of precipitation occurring off and on still yet for another week, and then we'll probably finally see some less frequent, less intensive rainfall across parts of the region. But as far as shutting it off completely and going to a dry mode for the balance of the growing season, that is highly unlikely. So we probably are going to end up with some issues on our hands. I don't think the soft wheat crop is going to have anything compared to that of the hard red wheat out there in Oklahoma. That's just a totally different world, and the conditions there are by far much, much worse.
Conditions in the Midwest for row crops, corn and soybeans?
Looks very good. Actually, for an established crop out there, this environment is almost ideal. We do have some areas that are a little bit too wet, and some that are actually a little on the dry side, but as we go forward through this next two-week period, we should see a good balance in weather. Those areas that are a little dry will pick up on some moisture. Those areas that are too wet in the southwest will see less rain eventually. And the temperatures are going to stay mostly seasonal with the exception of a brief period this weekend when it will cool off a little bit more than desired. But it's only a two-day, maybe three-day period, and then we'll turn right around and get back warm again. So it's really looking very good for most of the crops that are in the ground right now.
Other places around the northern hemisphere that you've been watching?
Well, we are watching a couple of areas. Nobody seems to have a serious problem at the moment. There's a lot of concern about Canada right now. The subsoil moisture in the Canadian prairies is just fine, but the topsoil has really dried out in the last couple of weeks, and there's some crop that was planted recently that doesn't have much of an opportunity to germinate without some moisture coming. So we're watching for that. That should come in the next week to 10 days. We're also watching China. China is going to continue to have almost ideal conditions from a winter wheat perspective, but there's some issues possibly brewing in the background for corn and soybeans in the east central parts of that country. And somewhere down the road in June, we're probably going to see some more notable drying occurring across some of that region that could end up being a bit more of an issue for later down the road. And, of course, there's India's monsoon, which everyone is already a little apprehensive about. It looks to me like the monsoon's going to get off to a favorable start next week, but what happens a little later in the summer is still up for grabs.
Drew, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you, and have yourself a good afternoon.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins me during the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, reminding you to visit our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org.